Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary. Do you notice anything different about me? You're right, I got a haircut. Doesn't it look great? No, so if you've been following along, you've been sharing with me this experience of my mountain biking accident that I had last week where I fractured my neck. And I've been sharing in these videos how through this experience, God has allowed me to experience something of what the souls in purgatory experience themselves. In past videos, we've talked about the what, the who, but sometimes we have to get into what is it really like? What do they feel? And God gives us these windows and doors, these experiences in our own daily life that are similar and we can reflect on to understand something of what they suffer. So in today's video, I want to speak about specifically the feeling of paralysis. And this is something that the souls in purgatory feel. We talk about the idea that they cannot pray for themselves. They could only pray for others. And that in some sense, being separated from the body, it's like they're paralyzed. And because of the sins that have covered over their souls, they're, so to speak, spiritually paralyzed. They're unable to help. And to the degree that they are released from these sins, that they are purified, they are more free, they can move more, they can intercede more intensely for us. So the souls that are higher in purgatory can pray more effectively for us than those that are lower, although all souls in purgatory can pray for us. So my experience of paralysis when I fell. So I was, as you know, I was riding my mountain bike. Thank the Lord, I was going very slow. I fell over this ramp. I didn't make it down the whole way. I just fell over. The bike set me flying forward. I landed on the top of my head. And for about 15 minutes, I had this feeling of intense and painful paralysis. Now, I've talked about how I felt like this fire burning in my arms and legs. But the feeling of paralysis is one that I really want to focus on. Now, when that was going through my mind, it was so frightening because you're incredibly vulnerable that there's nothing that you can do. There's no way that you can help yourself. All I could do at the time was squirm a little bit. But as I began doing that, I even began realizing that it may not even be good for me to do that, lest I hurt myself even more. And so I was just stuck there. And the only thing that I can do was scream for help. Someone else had to help me. There's nothing that I can do. I was screaming at the top of my lungs. Somebody help me. I'm hurt. Help me. And no one heard me for about a period of about 15 minutes. It was just like a movie, and I was singing even at the time. Gosh, I feel like I'm going through a Hollywood movie. It was so frightening, so intense. Not a moment that I would want to relive because I'm so used to getting up and doing things for myself and having to completely rely on just some stranger for your life. It is a frightening experience. And I think about your own life, maybe any moments where you've had that, where you've been in a situation where you've been completely powerless and you've been unable to do anything for yourself. You had to rely on other people. It's scary because you have to, in a certain sense, trust that God is going to help you through those people. You have to trust those people to assist you in some way. And that's all that you can do. And if you don't do that, you don't really have any choice. Now think about the souls in purgatory. They're in excruciating pain. And you can imagine that pain is so intense that it paralyzes you. You're like frozen because of the intensity of the pain. And the only thing that you can do is call out to God or call out to someone here on earth to possibly listen. And even in the way in which you're calling, now when I was screaming, people running on the trail somewhere else that might have heard me might have thought I was crazy because I sounded like a madman because it's like you go insane for this moment. So in the same way, when they call out to us, we might dismiss the way in which they call us because it's frightening or strange or just seems kind of bizarre. But they're doing that because they're in so much pain. So my friends, we need to remember this specific aspect of their suffering. The souls in purgatory are paralyzed. They cannot help themselves. We must help them. We must reflect on our own experiences where we've been paralyzed also, so we can sympathize with them, so we can know what it feels like, so it can impel us to pray more for them and feel pity for them and love them and not just leave them there, but run out and assist them in any way that we can through offering masses, the rosary, fasting, all the many ways that we know that we can help them. My friends, please continue to pray for my healing. My recovery is going so well. I'm recovering so much faster than I should be. I think because of your prayers and the grace of God. So thank you so much. Please support me through GoFundMe or buy me a coffee. Support this channel in any way that you can. Pray for me above all things. And I will see you in the next video. Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and I'm placing this video at the end of some of these recent videos because you're most likely someone that loves this channel since you watched to the end. So I am asking you to support this channel in a special way. Recently, I was in the hospital for a week, and we are having medical bills upwards of between $5,000 and $10,000. We're still figuring out how much that's gonna cost. So it's not your responsibility to pay my bills, but I'm simply asking for some support. I am starting a GoFundMe, and you can support me in all the regular ways, clicking on the video, clicking on some of the ads, or you can also buy me a coffee. That's another way where you can support me in $5 increments. Please be generous. And if you can, at least offer some prayers. Thank you so much. God bless you. See you in the next one.